Go to Hebrews 9:27-28. It's appointed for every human being to die once. Death is God's judgment. Verse 28, the Bible said, but when we die, we will be face to face with Christ, the one who experienced death once for all, to bear the sins of man, and to those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to bring us to fullness of salvation. I will start from that word that says, every woman died once and faces God's judgment. You know, Jesus coming, he was our substitute. In other words, when Bible God said to man, if any man that sinneth, any soul that sinneth shall die, man messed up, man died. As man died, man has no capacity to rescue himself or capacity to redeem himself, because through one man sin entered into the world and affected the whole human experience. Because he affected the whole human experience, nobody born of man on earth was qualified to redeem man. God has to become man in the person of Christ. And the Bible said, when Jesus came, according to 2 Corinthians 5:14, the Bible said, it was love that constrained not us. That if one died for all, all died. What does it mean? In the logic of God, when Jesus died, mankind died. In other words, Jesus died the death of mankind. Because Jesus died for all, he faced judgment for all. In other words, the day Jesus faced judgment, I was the one that faced the judgment. The whole mankind, you that is listening to me, we are also faced judgment with Christ. Then Jesus went ahead. Why did he face judgment? In 2 Corinthians 5:21, the Bible says, he who knew no sin was made sin. That is to say, Christ originally, without being made, without being made, Jesus couldn't die. Because through one man, sin entered into this world, and through sin, death spread. Death reigned as king of human experience. That means, for Jesus to die, the sin nature of man needs to be committed to his person. He needs to be made. He was made sin that he died. As he died, something happened. He faced judgment. As he faced judgment, he faced judgment on behalf of mankind. He didn't face judgment as him. He faced judgment as mankind. As he faced judgment and took the punishment on our behalf, the Bible made a statement. He said, when Jesus took the punishment, he suffered until light of life came out of his soul. And at that moment, he was quickened. Pay attention. He was quickened. One, when he was quickened, you and I were co-quickened with him. When he was raised, you and I were co-raised with him. When he ascended, you and I co-ascended with him. But it didn't stop there. That means Jesus' ascension is my ascension. Jesus' resurrection is my resurrection. Jesus' quickening is my quickening. Because we're looking at the appearance of Christ in us. One. The appearance of Christ in us. Then, he now made a statement in John 1:12. The Bible said, those who embraced him and took hold of his name, he gave authority to become children of God. And how do we embrace him to take hold of his name? As we believe in our heart that Jesus came in the flesh and will confess his lordship. The Bible says, there is going to be a refreshing that the authority to become children of God. In other words, the living word will be established in us. The living word of God, which is Christ. Christ will be established in us. The entrance of the Lord will be made experiential in our lives. Because we're looking at something that said the appearance of Christ in us. That means, as I say, Jesus, come into my Lord and be my Lord and my Savior, I confess your Lordship. Bible says something, that the Lord, there's going to be the entrance of the Lord in our lives. That entrance of the Lord in our lives is called the parousia. What is parousia? The immediate tangible presence of the Lord realized in us. That is the first appearance of Christ in us. It's called parousia. Parousia also means intimate connection, close proximity, immediate tangible presence. That is to say, the day I say, Christ, come into my Lord and be my Lord and my Savior, that as I confess the Lordship of Jesus, that is the appearing of Christ in me. It is that appearing of Christ in me, realized in me, is called parousia, the immediate tangible presence of the Lord, realized in me. The appearance of Christ in me is the first point of contact. That is the first proximity. If you look at it in Matthew 11 verse 28, Jesus said, if you are heavy and weary, come, I will refresh your life. That word refresh also means I will reboot your life. You agree with me, if you are putting a system and it's hanging or it's not functioning properly, you reboot the system or you refresh the system. You know, we said, come. You know, there was at the point we said, Christ, you are now our Lord and our Savior, that Christ will reboot our life. He will refresh our life. He will restart our lives. Praise Master Jesus. It's the rebooting of our life and the restarting of our life. That is an immediate tangible presence that God activated and released within us. That immediate tangible manifestation or activation of Christ in us is called parousia. And that parousia is the appearing of Christ realized in us.